Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me get you out of the way, Tyler.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is completely taken out of context. It was not in meaning. Here, man, hurry up and get your shit up. Hit the dump.
Been a while since that's happened on the road.
Get your stuff out of the way.
Just toss me aside and drop an S-bomb. Try to make me get fired. You're not building a good case for yourself here.
I'm really not. Apologize.
I always find out how good my reflexes are with the dump button.
I think I signed that contract. I apologize that I almost got you in trouble there, Tyler.
Hold on, my bad.
It was taken out of context. It's not how I meant that.
I don't think it was.
I said those words, but it's not really how I meant to say that. Shout out to everybody who came, stepped out, who's talked to us. We've been able to talk to the Boots for Troops guys that all came out. One of them was a winner, took home the projector.
Jimmy done won a little
something. Jimmy was yelling at me. But it's been a good time. Anybody who's come out with us, we appreciate you. We appreciate Shay, our promo staff, always does a great job. We'll be rocking and rolling with him tomorrow, and Talliards as well. And Matt, our engineer, keeping us on and off on the air and as well on YouTube and TV, and then Tyler holding it down back at the station, keeping us together. We appreciate everybody. Again, as we said, we'll be live tomorrow, Football Friday. We'll be at Talliards in Sugar Land, right next to where the Space Cowboys play. Come on out tomorrow. You'll be able to win tickets to a future Texans game, a pair of tickets there. You'll also be able to win a free oil change courtesy of Tom Ball Ford, Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards as well. And I believe we are on the glass that you have missed. I believe we got In the Loop. You'll be able to take home In the Loop glasses. And I think that's the one Tyler doesn't have in his
only one he's missing.
We'll figure something out. I just gotta believe that you can walk to that station somewhere right now and get one of those glasses, but that's just me.
I have no clue if it's true or not.
I gotta believe they're stored there.
All the gifts but anyway, get hidden around here, you know that.
But come on out, hang out with us tomorrow. T Mills Best Bets coming up here in just a bit. He was 5 for 5 last night, so you want to jump on that train. The Hall of Famer, John McClain, will be on Texans All Access after we get done here, and then you get a chance to listen to that play-by-play, courtesy of Westwood One Raiders on the road to take on the 7-2 Denver Broncos. All right, I want to play this from earlier. Nick Cayley, who spoke to the media, we played that here. You want to hear it in its entirety. About 2:40 is when we played that. This is him talking about maybe changes could be coming that I know at least the words made Clint feel better. Here's Nick Cayley from earlier.
I take accountability for, if that's what you're implying, I take accountability starting with me on this. It's the entire operation. So we've got to do a better job. We got to, you know, find better ways to ultimately get the ball across the goal line. Understand the intent of what you're asking, but you're asking me about execution physically. That's what it means. We also have to put ourselves in position to be able to find different ways to score. And so, you know, it hasn't been good enough. I definitely agree with that. No doubt about it. And, you know, that's the quest, is to do that for sure. It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's how you practice. It's how you approach everything. And then ultimately, when you get an opportunity for 60 minutes on Sunday, you got to go do it. And haven't done a good enough job of that.
All right, that was Nick Cayley. And Clint, I know for you, you were saying at least finally we heard something different.
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting to hear this for a month now, since we kind of got a good steady dose of what Nick Cayley was all about.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with what him and D'Amico have been preaching constantly of technique, mechanic, do your job, you know, finish. I don't disagree with any of that. That's great football talk. But when you watch this particular team, I mean, there's a lot more to it. And you expect from the head coach and the offensive coordinator, when asked about some of the struggles, I just personally expect maybe a little bit more transparency, or maybe just a little bit more depth. We saw an offensive coordinator that was pretty damn good get ran up out of here because.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, he was reluctant to change and kept telling us he had to execute.
Yeah.
Technique, mechanics, the whole same thing. Right? But hearing Nick Cayley say the words, find better ways to score, and then later in that audio cut, put ourselves in position to find different ways to score. At least, you know, knowing that is in his mind of they've got to do some things a little bit differently, maybe be a little bit more exotic, maybe be a little bit more creative. And I don't mean going from one extreme to the other. I just mean mix some of that stuff in and see if you can't, you know, move the ball across the line and score touchdowns instead of kick field goals in a little different fashion. Because I think the 0-for-10 inside the 5-yard line is as bad as there is in the league, and I think that's a big enough sample size to at least know, hey, man, you're not real dominant in that area, right? You may still do it 3 times this week, and you may pop one in, but the reality of it is you're just not very good in those situations. It's midseason. It's a large sample size. It's time to change the approach a little bit, and it's good to hear Nick Cayley at least acknowledge that that's a possibility.
Yeah, and now it's just, can we see this put to action, right? Yeah. Like, you can't. There's no way, it shouldn't have happened going into the game, right? Like you're one of the worst teams in short yardage, but there's no way that you should go in. What was that? What was that? It was a run from Nick Chubb, stopped, then back to back fullback dives, stopped, and then the attempt was going to be a quarterback sneak, but Ursary jumped and they had to kick it. Like that, those are the three running it into basically the same area.
Yeah,
you know, and not really doing it. We shouldn't ever see, to me, four straight runs in short yardage, or at least four straight runs that look the same, that look like they're going to be the same thing. Like, they have to change that up because clearly, man, you, that is just not your strength. And you're not catching anybody off guard. Yeah. You're not doing anything to move people's eyes or to move people's bodies. That just can't be it.
Yeah, look, I think it's about variety. I mean, whether we're talking personnel or we're talking formation or we're talking about pass versus run, inside, outside. Like, it's about variety at this point, and you've got to commit to it and show it, right? I mean, you're not gonna catch anybody off guard right now because nobody really knows any tendencies, and so you know you've got to commit to being, you know, showing a variety of looks, because we know that you're not going to be able to tell the world that you're going to run downhill between the tackles from the 2 yard line and get it done, right? I mean, that's the key. You know, that's not that. Like, it's time to move on from that. And what does that look like? Well, it's variety, I think, on several fronts.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to it. T-Mills Best Bets, he has been rolling. He was 5 for 5 last night. I mean, nailed every last one of them. And I'll be honest with you, with the exception of the Lakers one, I mean, you hit them easy, to be honest. I mean, Jokic went for 30-plus.
Slight work.
Shingun, 16. Kevin jumped it. I mean, it was a pretty good night. What you got tonight?
Yeah, just another day in the life of Moneybags Milner over here. Slight work,
oh,
man.
Nice.
Let's do it again. Nice. Let's do it again. I got 5 more for you. NFL wagers, week 10 around the NFL is getting kicked off tonight. Thursday Night Football, the Raiders are at the Broncos. Very quickly, here are your 5 picks for tonight's football game. You mentioned it earlier, Ron. I think you said the line had come down to 9, 9.5.
I got it at 9.5 is what I saw it here.
When I placed my wager earlier, I got all over the Raiders plus 10 at the Denver Broncos this evening. That's your first bet, Raiders plus 10. I'm on the over in this game. I think it'll be close, but I think they can get more than 43 combined. So Raiders-Broncos over 43 tonight. Raiders team total. Their team total, I'm on the over for that one as well, over 15.5 points. Mm. 2 touchdowns and a field goal. Give me some money.
Ooh.
And then 2 player props here. Both of them play for the Denver Broncos. First, running back J.K. Dobbins, over 68.5 rushing yards for that fella tonight. And then the quarterback Bo Nix, also a rushing yards prop, over 20.5 rushing yards for young Bo Nix. Those are your best bets. Tell me you love them.
I like the Raiders one. I think this. I talk about the plus 10. I think this
right.
game is going to be closer than others. I don't know about the over though. I do feel like it's low scoring, and the J.K. Dobbins. I think J.K. Dobbins should get over 68.5 yards.
He should.
I just don't know if Sean Payton is willing to right. allow him to get to, like Sean. Like J.K. Dobbins was running the ball with good success last week. Sean was just going in a different direction in the game. But I do like that one. And, yeah, Bo Nix, man, he's pretty good for rush yards. So not bad, not bad. I don't know about the Raiders 15.5 points against Denver defense. Well, I don't know, boy. That one makes me the most
I think I'm going to jump on that Bo Nix over 20.5.
Yeah, that feels good.
Let's ride.
We get 100 on that, Bob.
Yeah, the over 43, if I'm being honest, probably my least confidence. I'm least confident
that
in that one. I mean, obviously, I still think and hope it's going to hit, but that's probably my least confidence right there.
Yeah. Those two offenses. Now we have seen Denver go 44 on a really bad defense, and the Raiders have shown to be bad at times. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, you do knock those off. But go ahead and check them out if you. Didn't catch all of those. Head to at T-Mill Real Deal, and he will have those listed up for you for best bets. We do it each and every night. right here on The Drive. Again, we are out tomorrow. A little football Friday. We'll be out on the road again in Sugar Land. Come hang out with us at Talyard's Brewing Company. Great, great spot. And they've got everything you need right there.
What do you think was going on with the young fellas just walked out of here?
Oh, I missed it.
I mean, there's a slew of teenagers. Two of them were obviously twins, were some big old dudes. They played a little high school ball around here. But three of the seven kids had literally floaties, like kids' floaties. One wrapped around one ankle. Three of them had a floaty wrapped around an ankle. Two of them were blown up. One of them was flat around the ankle.
I know they're about to double up dinners. I know that much.
What do you think that is?
I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. I'd have to see it to give you.
I know. It was floaties, kiddie floaties.
I know. I really have to take a look at it for myself to see what it looks like.
The first one, I thought he was trying to cover up some ankle bracelet like he got in trouble.
Or a tattoo that he's not supposed to have.
No, they three. Next thing you know, there was two more behind him had it.
Maybe a fashion thing.
All right.
Come on out with us tomorrow. Sugarland Talyard will be a good time. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. As always, I am Ron, the show. We love you, Houston.
Give me your best Vandermeer Davis Mills touchdown pass play-by-play call.
Moving left to right. He always comes in real easy.
It's good start. It's good.
Moving left to right. Shotgun snap. Mills in the pocket, rolls over, and he's got Nico Collins in the end zone. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texan.
That was pretty good. Here comes the
general. What was that?
That's going to be a hot key.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.